Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks finish mixed as investors grow concerned about slower economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 129 points, or 0.4%, to close at 30,968. But the NASDAQ rose 194 points, or 1.75%, and the S&P 500 also rose, finishing up 6 points. Investors also weighed the possibility that a downturn in economic growth could cool demand for fuel, and that sent oil prices lower. Brent crude, the international benchmark for oil prices, finished down 9.5%, and West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. benchmark, was down about 8% to $99.50 a barrel, its first close below $100 since early May. Among individual stocks, shares of Ford Motor Company fell about 1% after the company reported a 27% decrease in sales in June compared with the same month last year. Over the weekend, Tesla said its vehicle deliveries fell quarter over quarter for the first time in more than 2 years after the company had to temporarily shut down its largest factory in Shanghai because of local COVID-19 restrictions. Shares fell in early trading but then finished up about 2.5%. And shares of French music streaming service Deezer fell more than 25% on their first day of trading. In April, the company announced plans to merge with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, to go public. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.